Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Maintaining creativity in your business can be difficult when there are so many other tasks in front of you. But our next guest says that the last thing you should want is your business to be predictable and humdrum. Tim Floyd is founder of Tim Floyd Creative in Lexington, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Tim, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
So first of all, give us your background. How did you get into the creativity business?
I grew up on a tobacco farm in Lawrence, South Carolina, and I was good at art growing up. And then I went to USC and majored in advertising after discovering that maybe I couldn't pay all my bills with art. I worked as the brand manager and creative director at Palmetto Health for 25 years, and in February I launched out on my own and opened my own company.
When you're working with a company, what is the number one issue that you see that they need to resolve?
Most companies waste an enormous amount of money on marketing. People need clarity. Sometimes it's just too clever. So a customer's brain is designed for two things. One is to survive and thrive, and the other is to conserve calories. So folks are looking around to simplify their life, make more money, meet new friends. As a matter of fact, the reason people are listening to your show right now is so that they can do better in business or get some business tips to help them survive and thrive. And in order to process all the information that's thrown at us on a daily basis, we have to burn calories. So if we don't position our products and services in a way that is very clear, then people just tune us out.
When I was at your website, I noticed also that you are a story brand certified guy. What exactly does that mean? What is the story all about when you're doing marketing?
Right. So every story has a hero, and every hero has a problem. So if you go to a movie, about 5 or 10 minutes in, we discover who's the hero and what their problem is. And then it's compelling enough that we watch a movie for 2 hours. So as a company, you have to present your story, and you have to make sure that the hero in the story is not you. It's not your brand. It is actually your customer. Many brands push themselves as the big hero in the story. What we need in our life is a guide. In a company story, we need them to present themselves as the guide and then deliver the story and always talk about the problem. As soon as you stop talking about a problem, there is no story, the movie's over.
Can you share with us a real-world example of the hero story thing?
Yeah, so back in February, March, I started working for McGuinn Hybrid Homes, and most of their advertising and everything had their houses, and instead of putting houses in the photographs, we put the customers in the photographs, and we showed the customers enjoying a home, because in the story, they are the hero. And then McGuinn is a guide that brings them into a nice home. We also did some things to convert their company to green instead of blue because there was a sea of blue with all the builders in the market. They were McGuinn Hybrid Homes. It was natural that their color should have been green already. And so we converted everything to green, and now their signs stand out in the community.
Well, I know our listeners love these real-world examples. Can you share more of how creativity works?
Yeah, so sometimes it's not all about making money. It's just making an impact. Our church, they were going to 2 services, so we wanted to advertise that with a little direct mail campaign. So I came up with the idea of mailing a flip-flop. So we found the pedicure flip-flops. They were like 10 cents on eBay. We stamped them with, "Is it Sunday yet?" on one, and then "If the church fits" on the other one. And we mailed those 1 week apart from each other. So when we did that, we got 160 visitors to come to the church just by a flip-flop falling out of their mailbox instead of a postcard.
Okay, so I know the postmasters listening now are thanking me for putting this out there. Tim, thank you so much for stopping by the studio today.
You're so welcome.
Tim Floyd is owner of Tim Floyd Creative, based in Lexington, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.